Welcome to the Nerdist Podcast, number 387. This was our live show at Comic-Con. More information about that in a second. There are a lot of podcasts under the Nerdist umbrella, and so you should check a bunch of them out. If you have time, if you can make some more time in your busy podcast listening schedule, might I recommend Ding Donger with Matt Bronger? You may remember Matt from being a fucking amazing comedian, and also he was in one of our our stand-up clusters. And there's the KO with Kurt Brownoler or Tom Wilson, who is one of the best podcast, not only the best podcast episodes of The Nerdist, but also has Big Pop Fun that we produce as well. So Tom Wilson, Kurt Brownoler, Matt Bronger, and many more. If you go to iTunes and click in Nerdist Industries, and you'll get a bunch of podcasts from different people that you could check out. Yay! This episode is brought to you by Stamps.com. I talk about it a lot. So you probably know that you could just buy and print official U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. The things we dreamed about in the 80s, not having to go to the post office. And now we're spoiled because we could just have that if we wanted to. They're even going to help you decide the best class of mail based on your needs. There's no guesswork. All right, it's convenient. You're going to take care of your mailing, your shipping, whenever you need to, 24/7, right from your desk. And then don't go to the post office. The mail carrier will come and pick it up from your house, and then you will high-five him or her, and then just go back and sit weirdly in your apartment to complete silence for the rest of the afternoon. And you could call it meditation if you want, but at least you don't have to go to the post office. And right now, there is a promo code, NERDIST, and you're going to get a $110 bonus offer, no-risk trial. That's a digital scale and up to $55 of free postage. So don't wait. Go to stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Nerdist. That is stamps.com. Enter the promo code Nerdist. This is it. This just happened less than a week ago when I'm putting this up. This is the show from San Diego Comic-Con International with Matt Smith, who is kind of bittersweet. The last time he's going to be there officially as the current Doctor. And I know Matt was running around like crazy. Obviously, you can imagine with the 50th coming up and then also with the fact that he's leaving. He had no time in his schedule, and he absolutely made time to come and hang out. And I'm going to tell you this, which I don't know if we mentioned on the podcast. He was only going to have maybe like 40 minutes or so to come out on the podcast. And he stayed longer because he was having fun and he wanted to. Took every picture people asked, signed a bunch of stuff. He was an absolute sweetheart and just another one of the reasons why I adore Doctor Who and the swirling universe that surrounds it. They're, as I've always said this, they're as cool as you would want them to be. And this show was an absolute blast. So if you were there, thanks so much. We really appreciate it. We sold out the Balboa. Well, you sold it out. And thank you for making that happen. So, you know what? Let's do it again next year. Why not? I have no idea who the guest is going to be next year. Get back to me in July of 2014. But here you go. The Nerdist Podcast, episode number 387, live from San Diego Comic-Con at the Balboa Theater. Well, it's not live now, but it was live when we recorded it. That's how words work.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
There it is. This is the intro to... Please welcome to the stage, Matt Myring, Jonah Ray! And also please welcome to the stage...
What's up, buddy?
Hello.
Oh, go ahead.
Hello. Good to see you.
Just get that out of the way. Good.
Can I just ask to the lovely people backstage, when my beer is ready, could you bring it out? Thanks.
So, yes. This is...
We'd like a pint for the Doctor, please.
This is how we roll at Nerdist, man.
Do you want this? I haven't touched it
yet. I tried to give it to him, and he's like, no. This one's unopened.
Oh,
what's this?
Do we? Someone have an opener?
Pale ale, nah, man.
Someone have a bottle opener? Pale ale.
I'll roll with anybody party?
IPA. Matt's got an IPA. Everybody,
yeah,
we're
right
good.
On, man. Right on, hot guys.
This is very exciting.
Very exciting.
And it's sad. Shut the fuck up, Jonah. Don't embarrass me in front of the Doctor. I'll break you.
No longer, friend.
Oh, hey.
Chloe Dykstra!
Thank you so much. Hello, how are you?
Oh, wait. Give me a kiss.
Which is very creepy if you've played Bioshock.
That's not Chloe. That's a waitress, and it's fucked up.
That's what? Fucked up. Hey, we can do that too, Chris.
Oh, the Sister Wives.
That's the cover of your next fan fiction.
So,
Oh, this, what's this? We'll take it.
Oh, of course.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
oh
shit.
Matt, you are not going to make it to your panel tomorrow.
Someone's going to descend from the rafters. Here's nine yeah. more. Yeah.
It's already started.
Cheers, Comic-Con. Here's to
Cheers.
You.
Cheers. Here's to you, Matt. This is sort of a bittersweet Comic-Con. This is your last San Diego Comic-Con as the Doctor, technically.
It's kind of sad, is it? But although I heard about Gillen today.
Right!
Did she throw it into the crowd? She... And then go, oh no, I need it back.
Yeah. Okay, so Gillen is also bald.
Yeah.
I mean, like, really bald. Your hair is short,
bald.
But her hair is, like, shaved.
I know.
So she was there for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Moonface.
And she threw her wig out into the audience, and I was like... Don't do that. It's going to get filled with semen.
Wait a second. Do you use that to jerk off with or just jerk off into it?
Doesn't it doesn't matter. Near it, around it.
I'm sure before it even hit the floor, it was full of semen.
You just described my college life.
So she's totally bald. She threw the wig out and then actually had to get it back. But you shaved your head because you did a movie.
I did a movie, yeah, called How to Catch a Monster, which I'm really excited about. Actually, it's going to be cool. But Stephen Moffat just looks at me like this. He's like, damn you and Ryan Gosling and your shaved head. He was really angry. I'm sort of trying to put fertilizer on to grow it back for September. Because I haven't got a quiff. And I need a quiff.
You need the quiff.
Yeah.
I think that's a hair thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you, was the Ryan Gosling movie, right?
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling directed it.
Yeah, yeah, he wrote it and he directed it. And he's, you know, I was really impressed with him. He's a brilliant guy. And it was, it was great. We filmed it out in Detroit and it's exciting, man. Yeah. Detroit's
was it hard cool. not to kiss him all the time?
Yeah.
Because he's super handsome, right?
Yeah, and really, like, clever and kind as well. You know when, like, someone's good, but also they're a good bloke? I was like, oh, you know, he didn't disappoint.
Was he a Doctor Who fan? Had you seen...
Do you know what's weirdly, like, because I'm playing a real lunatic in it, and the way I got the audition was, randomly, he saw that speech from the Pandorica Opens, mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
Who's watching? Me, now. Do, all that stuff. And he saw that, and he said, imagine if there were no spaceships there, and the Doctor was just on his own, and he wasn't talking to anyone.
I'm not following.
He'd oh. just be a madman without a box.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I sort of went and I did an audition and got a job and that was it.
Did you, are you done shooting? You're not done shooting all of Who?
On Who? No. I go back for September. Stephen was telling me today actually about, the last step and it sounds amazing. It sounds really exciting.
So you know everything that's
happening. I've got a Comic-Con scoop.
Hit me.
I had dinner with Steven on Friday.
Yeah. He's at Katsuya?
At Nobu.
Nice.
That's where we hang.
Sure.
Humble brags.
He's written at Comic-Con. He has written 22 pages.
Yeah,
of
it's gone up to like 28 or something now. And they sound good, man. They really do. He sounds like he's on fine form.
I can't believe he's getting work done here. I'm getting done is drink.
Yeah, I mean, he was meant to have the whole script by July the 10th, so... He has to get
so
work done.
He doesn't really have a choice
yeah,
at this point.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You know, that's what you get when you write, like, two hit shows.
Let me ask you this, Matt. You're leaving. You're saying goodbye to the Doctor. I know David Tennant at home kept a suit.
Yeah.
Are you going to be doing the same?
I will keep one of the costumes, yeah, and the Sonic. Definitely the Sonic.
Can I... I want to publicly apologize to you as well, because I ran into you at Zach Levi's thing last year, and I was dressed as the 10th Doctor, and so fucking horribly embarrassing to me. When am I going to be like... well, I'll never run into the 11th Doctor as a 10th Doctor. Oh, shit, Matt! Like, I didn't want it to... I wanted it... But I just... I have the 11th Doctor cosplay as well. I just happened to be wearing 10 that night.
Oh,
just
but
so
that's
you know.
All right, mate. Don't worry. I mean, you know, hey, we're all one man.
Yeah, that's true.
It doesn't really matter. You know, and yeah. David's a cool dude, man.
You just caught me before
nice
my
guy.
Regeneration. Like, the next day...
Exactly.
I was 11.
Who else have you got?
I don't have any. I do have the Tom Baker scarf. A woman actually made me the full length.
Hey, when we first met on Ferguson, you were
yeah.
wearing it.
I was
you?
Wearing it. Yeah, that was it. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I mean, that was a long time. That doesn't seem like it was that long ago, but it really was like 4 years ago.
4 years ago, man. Like we've been coming here.
Wow.
This is what? This is our second or third of these podcasts here.
And, yeah.
And so many memories, and it's been. I just love Comic Con. I think it's great.
It's a good vibe, and it's a good It's a good.
Let me ask you.
Zone.
Let me ask you this, Matt. I know for charity you were selling your first car, your Vauxhall.
Yeah.
On
yeah,
eBay,
man, which is worth £250, and we got like $7,000 for it.
$7,000 someone spent on Matt Smith's yeah. Vauxhall.
Yeah.
Does it run?
Yeah. Oh man, it runs. It runs like a dream, baby. The shed. That's what it's called, because we had to tape it up, like, because I'm, you know, I'm clumsy, and I'm not a careless driver, but I'm quite a sort of bumpy driver. So I was really pleased. $7,000.
Nicely done.
Yeah, man.
That's for charity, by the way. Matt sold his first car for charity.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird that you have that power? You could just be like, this lint was in my pocket. I should sell it for charity. And you probably would save, like, you know, you would get, like, $2,000.
I know. Like, we did tea for an autism charity. We did tea with two people. $12,000.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh
and it's, God. You know, it's cool, man.
That's really cool.
Yeah,
I mean,
great.
What's happened in the last 4 years, watching you when you first came into that hotel room, we first did a podcast with you, and, you know, you were...
That was a great podcast.
Wasn't that fun?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Matt.
And it really just, you know, you came in and you were super wide-eyed. Because obviously we didn't know, like, is it going to be super cool or sort of like over it already? And you were so excited and it made us love you even more. And what's happened in the last 4 years? Like, what's the journey that you think the Doctor has taken? And what's the journey that you've taken in the last 4 years?
God, I mean, it's been remarkable. It's been the best journey of my life. And not just for me, but for my, like, family as well, you know. It's really changed my life. And I think as a character, I mean, I look young, and now I look old.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I don't want to say anything.
In like in the 11th hour, I'm like, oh God, your skin looks like fine, and now I look like leather.
Well, in fairness to you, between the Impossible Astronaut and I mean, you aged quite a bit. You were doing a lot of time out there in the world.
Didn't used to be 907 years. You just said 911 years.
Excuse me.
And now he's over 1,000.
Oh shit.
Yeah. We don't really know how old he is, but
you know how many bitches he was fucking when he wasn't on camera?
All right, Matt.
Oh,
all right.
Shit.
All right, Matt. All right. All right.
So many cosmic bitches.
Yeah.
Matt. Myra.
Thanks, pussy talking Jonah.
No, Matt. I'm talking about.
Someone came up to me the other night at the Walking Dead party. They were like, you should have, I don't know why he said this, he's like, you should have Jonah do pussy cat talking Jonah, who switches from the first one, and then he just talks like a child. And I'm like, that sounds so creepy.
To me, there's only one kind of pussy.
But has everyone caught up on Doctor Who? Good, because we're going to...
It sounded like someone was like, no, so don't.
Did
Don't
you,
talk about it.
Hang on. Were you just turning on Doctor Who because you were afraid you wouldn't be able to DVR the Nerdist following after
no,
Doctor
we were
Who
after
and
Orphan Black? We were after Orphan Black.
That's probably it.
All right, so there are going to be some spoilers here, so plug your ears if you don't want anything spoiled, and then watch stuff when it comes out would be my other piece of advice to you. I'm so tired of bearing the responsibility of like, hey, spoilers, because everyone in society should follow my viewing habits. But
I got yelled at on Twitter the other day for spoiling Jaws.
No.
La, 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 la.
Why? What did you spoil?
Robert,
like the shark eats someone.
Yeah.
No, it's like he said they did need a bigger boat.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Guys, spoiler alert, Robert Shaw doesn't make it.
Damn it. I mean, I know you can't really say anything, but what are we supposed to take away from the last episode that we saw with John Hurt?
Introducing Johnny. I mean, God, he was amazing as well. Like me and David are like climbing the walls, jumping off things, you know, doing all this stuff. And John just flicks his eyes and the camera goes, yep, that's what I want to see, John Hurt.
Yeah.
Just literally having a thought and you go, wow. And he's a great guy. I mean, he's like telling me stories about when he just went to watch George Harrison and Eric Clapton have a jam. And like, I mean, yeah, yeah.
Was he there when they had the jam to win Patty's affection?
Pretty much.
Because it was the guitar off, right? That's how they...
Yeah. What I mean, the fuck?
And you know, and so we have John Hurt playing the Doctor. But what's really incredible, I think, about the 50th, and hopefully... I haven't seen anything yet, but it's in 3D, which I think will be interesting. And you know, I think.
Wait a second, what?
Yeah, it's in 3D, man. 3D who? And it kind of lends itself to 3D, like the TARDIS.
What?
I think you just broke Matt's brain.
What?
Yeah, it's coming out in the cinemas. And
why
stuff.
Am I so excited about this?
Yeah. It's gonna be cool. But what Stephen's managed to do, even after 50 years, and this is why he's so clever, is that he's managed to reveal something completely brand new about the Doctor and it's it's impressive.
So what?
Wait a second. It's in 3D.
All right, Matt.
Oh my God.
Is there any part of you, as sad as it is for you to leave, that's sort of like, you know, because it's an intense job that you have that is almost year-round.
Yeah, it's 9 months a year. It's 11-day fortnights. You're sort of in every scene. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'll claim my life back in a different way, I suppose. But I don't know. I just love it. It's just been a great journey for me. And now I'm just going to be unemployed. And
You're not going to be unemployed.
I'll say, I played the Doctor once, you know.
And then Christopher Eccleston will be like, we don't talk about that. Yeah.
I played the Doctor once.
I mean, it's, you know, there's a lot of speculation, and is it sort of weird for you when it's like the body's not even cold, and people are like, "Who's going to be the next Doctor?" You're like, "Let me finish. Hang on.
I'm not dead yet." This is what I keep telling people. But they'll get someone brilliant.
Yeah, let me end the speculation right now. They're gonna get a young, unknown British actor. You're welcome.
Oh, he's also going to be white and male.
Not necessarily either of those things.
Nailed it.
As long as he's British. But I think that's what the joy of the show is that you get very attached to people and you think it's very hard to say goodbye to them. It was, you know.
Oh, my God. What if they cast Daniel Craig as the Doctor?
Oh shit.
Because James Bond is a Time Lord, right?
You advanced that theory 2 years ago at the podcast.
And a theory has caught wind on the internet. Because think about it, guys. James Bond, same guy, different faces all the time. How does he do it?
Could you cut his mic?
Fucking Time Lord.
Do you subscribe to the belief that James Bond might actually be a Time Lord? And that would explain all the different incarnations of him.
You know, he's not silly enough to be a Time Lord.
He's definitely not silly.
He's fucking some silly puss, right?
All right. Okay, Matt. All right.
Oh, that was weird. I'm sorry. Easy.
Yeah, that was very weird.
But James Bond, let's be honest.
Yeah.
At least three women a movie.
At least.
At least.
Is that sort of, you know, the Doctor hasn't really, you know, with River Song, like playing that side of his personality, it was so, the scene that they had in the last episode was so lovely.
Yeah.
What do you think what did that relationship mean to him, do you think, in the
end? Well, and to me, it sort of meant everything, really. And I think to my Doctor, it was, you know, that's his great big relationship in the show. And if you look at the different Doctors, if you look at David's Doctor, for instance, he was a bit more sort of swashbuckly with women. Yeah. And he, you know, he was more of a ladies' man. But what I was always kind of, that really made you laugh, didn't it? didn't know that would get a big laugh.
You're going to be trying that every panel.
Swashbuckle.
And then people...
It got me.
It's a good word.
It got me.
Snuggle. What a word.
Oh, my God. Is that in 3D, too?
All right. Take it easy, Myra.
And I don't know. I was always interested in him not really understanding women because they're human. And I don't really understand women, so... you know, I think it's kind of interesting for the Doctor to be slightly flummoxed by them.
By one thing, he can figure out any contraption, but the one thing he can't is...
Yeah, but the one thing he can't is humans and women. And actually, that's the one thing that he's really... You know, that's what he's fascinated by them, because he doesn't understand them. Christmas Day, marriage, things like that. He just doesn't get it. And I don't know. I'm making no sense. I'm rambling, aren't I?
You're not rambling at all. The schedule, I want you guys to understand, this man has been, like, every minute of his time at Comic-Con has been accounted for in some way, because this is a big year. It's the 50th anniversary.
Says the man whose every minute has been accounted for at Comic-Con.
Okay, that's true.
Hardwick's busier than me.
No. That's very true. But I want you guys to know that we sort of asked you, not expecting you, because you, every time we've asked you to do something for Nerdist, you've always said yes.
You're my friend, and I like Nerdist.
I appreciate that. And so I want you to know that Matt made time to come see you guys, despite the fact that it's been nonstop.
Matt Jenna edged out Matt and Jonah by building an amazing TARDIS
in the TV show.
In London. It was a shame because we couldn't really hang out. I had to go and work, didn't I?
You had to do an ADR session.
We broke for lunch, ADR.
And we were all having pints, and you couldn't because
I want to describe England. As far as Jonah and I were concerned, here was England to us. Show up, do a shoot, Matt eats fish and chips. Show up, do a shoot, Matt eats fish and chips. Go home, Matt gained 15 pounds. What is going on in England? What the fuck is with all the fried food? And you guys say America's full of fatties, but I go over there, nothing I can get isn't fried.
They eat fried food, but in America, we eat 9 times the amount of fried food.
Hell yeah, we do!
All right.
USA.
USA. Every morning I would go to the hotel breakfast and I would have the business section.
This is the worst thing. Coming down to the hotel and he's like, Matt's has like tea out and like, you know, just some pastries. And he's reading the business section of the London Times.
And then my Eggs Benedict would come and I would go,
and then you would.
Why am I gaining fat? What's going on?
They call it Eggs Benedict Cumberbatch over there though, am I not mistaken?
Which I pitched to Denny's when they were doing their Hobbit-themed breakfast.
Did they really have a Hobbit-themed breakfast?
They sure did, Matt. Welcome to America.
There was some bar near the Petco that was just they turned their bar. It was like an Irish bar, and they turned it into like a Hobbit-themed thing. And it said like, "Come down, it's an unexpected party."
They sort of tried.
Yeah, they did. So close.
Do you feel like any job that you take after playing the Doctor is going to be remarkably easy?
I don't know about easy, but it's... I mean, yeah, who knows, really? But it's going to be... It will take a period of adjustment for me, because the Doctor is... It's such a brilliant part. You know, every 2 weeks, your whole world changes. The landscape of the set changes. The people... great actors coming in, and it's going to be a bit of a, you know...
This reminds me a lot of BBC Two's Bargain Hunt.
Oh, Jesus.
If you ever want a partner for Bargain Hunt, Matt, maybe they do a celebrity bargain hunt.
I actually long for the days you talked about Dave Matthews with all of your Bargain Hunt talk.
Do you really like Bargain Hunt?
I love Bargain Hunt.
Wow.
Tim Wannacott, like, I would rather he was here. I'm sorry, Matt.
That's cool.
I love you dearly.
Cool.
But
know,
Tim Wannacott with his hat and his antiques knowledge, I mean, how can you beat it? Oh,
take a breath.
Just me? Just me? Okay.
Take a breath.
sure. Look,
guys, here's the deal. You get two teams, 300 pounds each, and 1 hour to shop. And whatever's left over, the expert... Oh, Chris.
So, Matt, Smith. What happens now? After you do the Christmas special, do you stay in England? Do you come back to the States? What
I think
are you
I might
do?
Come and live in LA for a bit, man. You
Sweet.
Know? Yeah. Karen moved over. She loves it.
I don't want to be weird, but I got a guest room.
Really? Don't fancy it, man.
So you're going to move out after the beginning of the year, and then
maybe, I mean, who knows?
You should take you deserve a bit of a break.
Maybe I'm thinking maybe take like October, November, December off, and then I don't know. I've got to go and get a job, and you know, I'm just back to being going to auditions.
Can Are you worried about it at all? Like, is there any sort of like, nah, yeah, you're into the unknown?
What's the point in worrying about it? You know, life's life. I'll do what I do. I've had a great ride doing Doctor Who, and you know, it's been a great experience. And I just all you can do is try your best. If it works, it works. If it don't, it don't. And I don't know, really. I mean, we'll see. Star Wars, maybe. Who knows?
Oh shit.
So you're announcing that you're definitely going to be in the new Star Wars movie?
No,
if it's announced at Comic-Con, it's a real thing. So we can make it happen, JJ.
What a scoop!
Wouldn't, I mean...
Hey, listen, JJ. As long as you don't blow up Vulcan, I'll be on board.
I think he's going to do something good with it, though.
I think so, too.
You know, that man and a Steadicam, gold.
Well, I've been saying for weeks that JJ Abrams should just reboot Catholicism. Needs a new pope.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't watch that either.
There's a new pope time stream.
You see, this pope's more brash.
Yep.
But also doesn't mind gay people.
Pope Chris Pine. All right, a sexy pope that people can really get behind.
Ooh, that's a sexy pope.
Do you know how fast I'd be at church if there was Pope Chris Pine?
The name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Oh, my God. Pope Chris Pine. Now a sermon from St. Quinto?
So what's your schedule now? You're going to get through Comic-Con. You're going to go back to England.
Yeah, I'm going to go hang out in L.A. next week. Let's have dinner.
I would love to have dinner.
Let's have dinner.
That'd be lovely.
You'll be in Montreal.
I'll come back from Montreal. Well, fuck Montreal. Doing? Matt wants to have dinner.
What are you doing in Montreal? Oh, you're doing the Marvel
I'm doing
stuff.
Just for Laughs. Doing the Just for Laughs.
What's Just for Laughs?
Did you just look
Matt,
at Montreal?
Shut up.
Who did you look at?
What?
Montreal?
No, I thought I heard someone go pss, 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 but I think it was actually just Chloe back there.
Well, a good stage person would just face forward and do it for the crowd.
Oh, I'm sorry. So anyway, I want everyone to see the holster that I had made for Booker DeWitt. If you go to Montreal, Just for Laughs is this really old comedy festival that's been there forever, and it's this huge.
Cool.
There's are you guys from Montreal? Yay, practice France. we'll be performing there. I'm doing stand-up there. We're doing a podcast there. Jonah and Matt are doing stand-up, too. So yeah,
cool,
man. It'll be fun.
Yeah, nice.
And then after that, you go to London. You'll be there for a while.
Yeah, back to London, and then back up to Wales, make the special.
Are you doing anything special for the last, is there going to be like a last big party or a last big...
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to throw the mother of all parties. I mean, when Arthur and Karen left, we had a great party. We got this, we got a great ska band and, we just had a great time. It was cool, man. It was
what
cool.
Ska
like,
band?
Cool. Just like some, it was Arthur. Like, Arthur loves his music. He was like, yeah, there's this ska band from Birmingham. We can get them. I was like, all right, cool.
I'm just going to let you know off the bat, I know the Mighty Mighty Boston's. So.
Right on.
It's pretty badass. Right on, pretty badass. Yeah. Arthur, have you seen Arthur in Once yet?
Yeah.
Haven't seen it.
Dude, he's like Mr. Sexy, man. It's like, yeah, he's really good in it. He's really good. It's and he's living in New York. He's living the dream. And Karen, you know, off great big movie star, still got a face like a moon, but
and now a head like a moon.
Yeah,
she's totally
right? It's like looking at the moon. But you know, she's just gonna keep climbing and climbing, and I'm proud of them both.
It's exciting. I mean, I think I'm like any fan, and I sort of feel like a bit of ownership over you guys because I watched it all happen.
Right?
I watched when you guys first came to New York, and you were like. People have camped out for like 48 hours to see that series premiere.
The 11th, but wasn't that an amazing screening, that first screening in New York?
They brought donuts to people standing in line. Matt and Karen and Arthur brought donuts to people who had been sleeping on the sidewalk basically for like a day and a half. And
I have not received one donut.
All right.
It's coming, man. It's coming.
And so you guys... You all seemed a little shell-shocked by it, and everyone was tearing at you, and you were like, it wasn't like this in London.
I know, and we were like, people watch it in America? Like, we had no idea. We were expecting to come over, and we just had no clue, really, that it had an audience here. And coming back for the 3 years, we've really seen it evolve, and it's... I don't know, and it's sort of, you guys are you really embrace us over here, and you've really supported us, and you're really loud about supporting us, and we quite like that. Because in England, everyone's a bit like... But here, they're like, yeah! So it's, you know...
Yeah, Americans are definitely loud. You can spot them whenever you're overseas. It's like everyone else has this sort of din, and then, where's the Starbucks? Which is me.
I forgot to say congratulations on Wimbledon.
Oh man, wasn't that amazing though?
It was.
You guys brought it home.
It was emotional. I watched it. It's very rare that I'm not a crier.
But for Wimbledon.
But well, sport generally, you know, because sport really moves me. And boy, Wimbledon. I mean, I didn't cry. I'm not a girl, but you know,
I teared up a little bit.
Well, that's you, but you know.
It's fair. It's fair.
What other? Oh, you were a football, a soccer player, right?
Yeah, I love my football.
Do you still get to play at all?
No, because Doctor Who is, you know, they're like, don't do any sport. Don't do sport. Don't get injured.
Where do I sign up?
Hey, well, apparently there's a. I might play when I come to LA. Because there's a football team here. Like, Stephen Moyer has a team, you know, from True Blood.
Oh, Stephen Moyer's... Oh, yeah, there must be, like, a little cluster of Brits with, like, a secret actor soccer league.
I'm pretty sure there is.
Do you think they all decide who gets Joe Manganiello that week?
No, they don't let the American in. What are you talking about? It's all Brits.
But I feel like they trade him every week. They're like, you get the 6'5", muscly guy who could have been Superman.
No, they probably get, like... Christian Bale and Henry Cavill, just like everyone, just playing this insane...
But then someone moves the lights and Christian Bale gets really mad about it.
Oi! You move those fucking lights! I'll fucking punch you!
Good English accent.
Oh, thanks, man.
It's good, man.
Oh, I feel validated that you liked my... That you enjoyed my English accent. I believe I will keep it for the entire time. So, Matt, what other things
you
do you like?
You lost it.
Oh, sorry. So what are you, this is your day? Did your day start super early this morning? Have you been going nonstop today?
It was very early. We hit the Nerd HQ party last night, which is always the best party.
It's a good party. It's a great party.
And I did a great panel today with Zach. He's a good guy, man.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
And those panels are great because it goes straight out to the audience, and I think that's a really good thing. I know you're. Brilliant moderator.
Yeah, no, I got it. It's fine. I have my David Tennant suit. You have your Zach Levi moderating contest. That's fine. It's fine. I don't mind. It doesn't bother me.
There's
Chris, you okay?
What?
You all right?
I'm fine. I was just thinking about something.
Why is your skin itching all of a sudden?
No, but it is. Like, you know, Zach's really put together a nice thing just, like, for the fans, and it's more intimate, and it's a nice experience.
Yeah, it's like 200 people, 200-300 people, and so that was good, and then we... Yeah, we just did loads of talking at cameras.
Have they announced who's moderating your panel tomorrow? Is that a surprise?
Is it a panel? Yeah. Well, it's you then, right?
Nope.
No, it's what? Not.
Oh, okay, you already know. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so because I'm a greedy piece of shit, I was already moderating 10 panels, and I was like, that's weird, I haven't heard from BBC yet.
Yeah,
I was kind of surprised.
I was wondering
if I'm moderating the Doctor Who panel. So I called them up like a creepy stalker. And I was like, hey, guys, just want you to know, my schedule's filling up. What with me moderating some stuff? Just if you wanted me. And they were like, we're so sorry. I was bracing for it. I'm like, oh, fuck, who got to do it? And they said, Craig Ferguson's going to do it. And he was the one guy where I was like, fuck, actually, he is an amazing.
After I turned them down.
You did not turn them down.
For my money, right? For my money. And because I was in Detroit for like 7 weeks. And I was on my own for a bit, so I used to watch a lot of late night TV, not porn.
Well, why did you point that out at the end? I don't think anyone would have assumed that.
Occasional porn.
Okay.
By the way, that's like my favorite website, occasionalporn.com.
Yeah, it's a lot of news, and then all of a sudden penetration. And then some more news, and then boobs.
Or it's just... No. Anyway, I'm going to stop. I'm going to quit while I'm ahead. But for my money, he is hands down the best chat show host.
He's great.
Think, like,
Craig's great. He really, you know, that guy took what was a very sort of rigid format, and because he was kind of going crazy in that format,
just started breaking a bunch of things you shouldn't do, and those were all the things that you absolutely should do. Have fun, rip up the cards, talk to people like
yeah,
people.
No, yeah, no, I get it. You don't like Jonathan Ross. It's cool.
Johnny's all right. Johnny's all right. But, I don't know, man. I think he rips up the cards, and he just sort of talks about anything.
What is the British talk so circulate? Is it good, or is it...
Yeah, no, it's good. Alan Carr's really funny, I think, and Johnny and Graham's great as well. It's good. Wow, you like Graham. Yeah, yeah. Graham's cool. He's a really nice man as well. But I don't know. Chat show. The first chat show I did was Jonathan Ross. I was just a rabbit in the headlights. I didn't know what it hit me, you know. And I think it's kind of a skill like any other.
You might be the first guest we've had that has been on the Top Gear track.
Oh, dude, I'm fifth.
What?
I'm fifth on the leaderboard. I'm fifth, man.
Well, I'm sorry, Matt. This season they've gotten a new, reasonably priced car, so you are fifth on the old leaderboard.
Oh, no.
But
really?
Tell me, what is it like?
Amazing.
Is the track like I imagine it? Is it the most fun thing you'll ever do?
And the Stig, like, you don't see him. He talks under his helmet. He has this little hut that he goes into. Like, he keeps a helmet on the whole time. And he's like, okay, you want to brake really hard when you come to the next corner. And you're like, what? What are you saying? Just talk to me, you weirdo. But what was great is, on the day I did it, they were testing the new 911 Porsche. So he took me out in that, and it was like I was flying, and then he let me drive it and take it around the track.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and I brought my friends down because they like love. It was amazing.
What did BBC say about that when you were on the track racing at high speeds?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't tell them.
I think they're all...
It was a day of dreams.
Here's a fact I will share with the audience about Top Gear. The waiting list to go see Top Gear tape live is 19 years.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
They'll all be dead.
Yes, they will. Especially Clarkson.
They're not that old, but...
Yeah, I went to see a movie when I was in London like a year and a half ago, and he was in the movie theater.
What the fuck?
Who, Clarkson was?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me?
Yeah. It was a Mission Impossible premiere. Don't worry about it.
He's my Jesus. He's Jesus, and Tim Wannacott is my Peter.
That sounds dirty. So he came in, and all these kids started heckling him. They're like, "Jeremy, would you like to race our cars?" And he just was seething, but he wouldn't turn around. And they were fucking heckling Jeremy Clarkson. But I thought he was sort of a hero. But I think he has this sort of weird relationship to the British audiences.
Yeah, but what's sort of weird about him is, and I hope this isn't speaking out of turn, but sort of on paper, you sort of think, I'm not sure, but you meet him. He's a cool dude, man. He's really charming, and he's quite funny. And and I kind of... I love Top Gear. I think it's great.
Top Gear, I think, is the best show next to Doctor Who. Of course, both of those are not as good as Nerdist. But anyway, the thing that I love about Jeremy Clarkson is he punched Piers Morgan in the face.
Did he? Did he punch... Did I miss that? When?
He punched Piers Morgan in the face. Piers Morgan ran Daily Mirror, yeah. And he ran a story about about Jeremy that wasn't quite flattering. And Jeremy felt it was untrue. So Jeremy's course of action was to punch Piers Morgan in the face.
Holy shit.
Thank you.
You know, Matt, I want to be able to... We have a little bit of time left with you. I wanted to be able to have a couple of fan questions for you before we let you go. So we'll do a quick Matt Smith Quement section, and then we'll let you go, and then we'll have...
There's no rush. I'm having a nice time.
Are you
really?
Sure?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're okay? All right.
Cool, man. Yeah.
Good.
But can I be really bold? Whichever kind chap bought me that lovely beer... Because the IPA is a
You're
bit
about
sweet
to get
for me.
1,300 beers.
Would you mind? I'm happy to pay for it, but
you don't have to pay for it.
Would you mind getting me another one?
Could someone please get Matt Smith a beer?
We want the gentleman that brought the original beer to return with another beer.
Thanks, bro. Just the one's fine. Yeah.
No. You want two?
Yeah. For my man. For Big J. So, what's going on? I'm just hosting it now. Jonah, yeah. Come on, tell me.
Hey, how you doing?
How's life, man?
Oh, it's good. I got married.
How's marriage?
Yeah.
Did it go well?
It went great.
Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you so much.
How was the honeymoon?
Oh, it was fantastic.
London?
Stayed in Shoreditch.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. You hung out with the hipsters?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like yellow shoes and that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Short haircuts.
Like their pants.
Wait a second. In England, hipsters just means yellow shoes?
Yeah. Like... yellow high tops. It's like, oh yeah, you've discovered fluorescent colors.
They're called dickheads over there. Like hipsters are called dickheads, though, right?
Well, idiots. Yeah, they kind of are, aren't they? Though, generally, I mean,
they close the bar.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, you don't tell. You don't tell Jonah.
What
the bar is
the
called.
Fuck?
Hang on a sec, just so everyone
you
can
go
hear
back
on
there.
The
you tell him to fucking open it back up.
Okay. What? Tell us about your harrowing bar adventure,
huh? Oh, well, I just got up there and it just closed it.
Then what happened?
Then I came back to tell you.
You motherfuckers!
Let's try.
Matt Smith is a doctor! One more year! He fucking came! You don't get him! Fucking, what are you doing?
What? Oh, you're bringing beer? Why, that's just Settlers of Catan. Oh, wait, it's full of beers.
Holy shit!
Wait.
Nothing here, just a rattly box of
Hang on a second. Are we dealing with someone who brought us Catan beer?
Oh, is that yours? Jonah. So tell us about this, what you've cooked up for Matt Smith here, and does it have Rohypnol in it?
No. This is a Wild Ride IPA from Vagabond Brewing in Salem, Oregon. And, I snuck it in the Settlers of Catan box.
It's very kind. Thank you very much. It's very kind.
I don't want to get all law and order on you, but I'll allow it.
Thanks, man. It's really kind. Make sure you've got one for yourself, though.
Oh, he's got one for himself.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, you want to like get together later and play Settlers of Catan with me?
Settlers of Catan.
Want to play Settlers of Catan?
I want to fucking settle, okay?
So, listen, while you guys are up here, did you have a question for Matt Smith that you wanted to ask? Okay, you do, yes.
Matt, you are my doctor, and I was watching your episodes, and my nephew and niece became huge fans of yours. Would you mind saying hello to my nephew and my niece, Juan and Christiana?
Absolutely, yeah. It would be my pleasure. Do you want to film it?
Yes, I have my phone.
You
have your phone on you?
There's a fucking doctor right here.
Right, let's do a little reveal. Sure, but watch, we'll do it like this.
Now, if anyone else wants personal hellos, please get in line.
How do I...
back massages this lane.
How do I pronounce their names? Juan,
yeah.
And Christiana.
Basically Spanish John.
John, oh really, okay, cool. Juan. Okay, ready? Juan, Christiana, hello, this is Matt Smith. I play the doctor, and my new friend...
Marcus,
who's been very hospitable. We're here at the Nerdist, look at this. And, I wanted to say thanks for being a niece and nephew. Keep it gangster. Keep watching Who. Enough love.
Well
thanks
done.
For the advice to keep it gangster.
That was
sure. That's what I tell everyone, man. Keep
that was
it gangster.
A really awesome thing that Matt did, even though you failed to produce a beer. But that's fine. I mean...
my fault.
I know, it's not your fault. Thank you for bringing Settlers Catan Drinking Edition.
Cheers, man. My pleasure.
Now, while you guys go back to your seats, Matt and I are going to talk a little bit about Bargain Hunt. 12:15 p.m. on
Jesus
BBC
Christ.
One. Let's talk
Bargain
about
Bargain Hunt is shit, man. I mean...
no, I'm joking.
I love it so much. Someday I'm going to be a contestant. I'm going to bring Jonah. It's going to be the worst decision of my life.
You, dude.
Right? So yeah, I think we. I think let's do a couple.
If they ever have you on Celebrity Bargain Hunt, you fucking call me and I will be on. I will like make the Concorde go back into service. That's how fast I will be in England.
I'm seriously going to investigate the notion of you getting on Bargain Hunt.
I love it. I love it. Guys, I'm going to make so much profit, probably like 8 to 10 pounds.
Yeah. I'm going to start Quemence right now for people. What is that you're bringing up to the stage?
A tribute for a question.
By the way, I don't want this to be the pattern that you have to bring booze to ask a question. What is this weird tropical pineapple?
I'll drink it.
It's just some body wash, Chris.
I haven't had a drink for 10 years. A body wash would get me hammered. This says tropical pineapple. A guy from the front row goes, "Where did he smuggle that in?" Which is a very excellent question, considering the size of this tiny bottle.
That's how it ferments, Chris.
All right, what is your question?
Question is, like David Tennant, are you going to come back and be the doctor again if they ask you to?
If there's another anniversary, yeah. I mean,
so like, the 100th anniversary.
Another 50 years.
Yeah.
If I'm around when it's the 100th, hell yeah, definitely. But I'm thinking even at like, I mean, we can push it when it's like 60, can't we, and do a little something, something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Yeah, I listen, I'll always come back to Who. I love it. It's a good world.
It's good thinking. Excellent. Are you going to find any previous doctor's daughters and marry them?
That's a little scandalous, isn't it? That's a little...
Not, yeah, I mean...
Georgia's great.
Yeah, she's great. And it's weird, though, because I was with Peter the other day, and it's just like, they must sit round and be like... I mean, there's two doctors at the table, and they're like son-in-law and father-in-law. And then he married the daughter, and in the episode it was his daughter. It's too much for my brain. They're great though. And she's just had another baby, and you know,
do they
really
just
happy.
Sit around and compare merchandise?
Yeah, I mean we all do that, but
all right, what
I
is
don't
your...
know if you've seen this year, Matt has there is a Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah,
that is...
and the ears are really accurate as well.
It's got the hair.
Oh, you
and
have it. It's right here. Here, let me see.
Oh, where there it is.
Where else but Comic Con where you, could you say, "There's a Dr. Miss Potato Head. I got one right here."
Tell Monica to get ready.
This is fantastic. This is the look. This is you.
I know.
Look at that. Yep,
it's
got
cool,
the big
it?
Red nose and the weird.
and the ears are exact. Damn you, Mr.
Off.
Potato Head, and your truth.
Your truth.
What?
Kiss it.
All right,
kiss it. Lick it.
Sign it.
This is not going to be a pattern.
Who's it for?
Don't start. Let's be
Who's
kind.
It for?
What's your name? Josh. It's for Josh.
Josh.
Fuck.
And you know what?
You,
I'm going to write
Josh. You write prick.
It's oh my
it.
God! He wrote "suck my dick."
We didn't.
Oh, I read it wrong. My sons will love that.
No, no, no. It was very
no
clean.
Kids,
it's very
man.
Sweet what he wrote. It's very sweet. Yes. What is your?
I just want to say I used to watch a lot of Baker Who when I was a kid, and it was my girlfriend who got me into the new Who. And my question is actually for my girlfriend, and it is Stephanie. Will you marry me?
Whoa! What the shit? Where's Stephanie? Where's Stephanie? Stephanie!
No. No. It's another guy.
God, that's gross.
Oh my God. Here, I'll take a picture of you guys and Matt from down there. Oh, there you go.
Do you find it weird that your fiance and Matt have the same haircut?
Oh, what do you need?
No problem, buddy.
Tell us your name.
It's Jason and Jason Gonzalez and
Stephanie
Gonzalez. What are your guys' Twitter handles so people can send you congratulations?
It's at Lamano Comic.
Okay. And
Effy Love, Effy Luv.
Did you have any idea that this was going to happen?
No.
How long have you guys been together?
About a year.
Almost a year, yeah.
Oh, nice. That's
pretty
good. I mean, that's not...
Pretty soon.
Wait.
Chris, we've been...
Alarm bells.
What?
I have one more question. Are you guys totally going to fuck tonight?
Matt, Myra, why do you have to be the gutter?
Yo, do you need some pointers?
did you get to go to all of Comic-Con?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, we've been around. We've been here.
What was your highlight of Comic-Con besides running into Matt Myra?
Probably getting engaged to be married.
There was a really good breakfast buffet
I attended yesterday. I mean,
yeah.
Wait.
So
are you processing what's happening? First of all, the ring is really awesome. Tell us a little bit about this ring that we're seeing.
I had it made for her. It's rose gold, opal, as per her requirements.
He loves you so much. Oh, wait, did you just say, as per her requirements?
Absolutely, yeah.
Good man, smart man.
Those were the mandatories. I had a custom jeweler that I work with design that for me.
How are you feeling right now?
A little overwhelmed. Speechless would be...
Where are you guys from?
Arizona.
What part of Arizona?
Oh, Wow. Sorry, I'm kind of Mexican. I can't go there.
I'm fully Mexican, and I'm stuck there.
We're in the Mesa, Tempe area.
Oh, nice. And what do you guys do for a living?
I'm a creative director at an ad agency.
Cool. And what about you?
I work for Lush Cosmetics.
Oh, nice. Hey. Well, now you guys are going to live your lives together. So when's the wedding? Do you have
everybody? We're going November 2nd of 2014.
How do you fucking have that planned already?
I work shit out, man.
Well, congratulations, you guys. It is lovely. We are honored to have you start your lives together on the podcast. That's so wonderful. We'll have to cut that part out, but it's great that you were here.
May you have many bargain hunts in your future.
Yes. Next, Kremen. I don't know how the fuck you're going to follow that, dude. What's a TARDIS look like in person?
Yes.
I don't know.
Bearded, long-haired gentleman, I will marry you.
I'm sorry, baby. Matt wants to marry me. I guess we have to get a divorce.
No! See Matt on the side.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So my question was, Eccleston had kind of a happy regeneration. Tennant had kind of a sad regeneration. Which do you think you're going to have, and which would you have if you could pick?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. I don't want to sort of usurp whatever Stephen writes, but for my money, I think the Doctor should go out with a bang. Do you know what I mean? I think he should go out with, like, all guns blazing, you know, and a laugh, actually.
So, like, shooting guns, listening to the Nerdist, and fucking River.
Oh, Jesus. They didn't have that kind of relationship. I mean, they did. They were married, but...
After hours, I know. But, I mean, she would just eat him alive, wouldn't she? And Kingston is an absolute terror, I tell you. But, I mean, who knows? But you know what? I trust the... You know, he's brilliant, Stephen. And I think... I know, actually, that he'll deliver something extraordinary. So...
Excellent.
We'll wait
All right.
and see.
Thank you so much for being here. Yes, what is your name?
Patricia.
And what's your question?
I'm a huge fan of both you and David Tennant. I think you are both amazing doctors and some
Thank
of the best
you.
Ever. But my question was, what was it like for you to do the entire 50th anniversary special with David Tennant?
It was great. We, you know, kind of got on really well, and I think actually, if you look at previous Doctor stories, they tend to be a bit sort of grumpy with each other. And actually, me and Dave's doctors quite like each other, weirdly. And then you've got John, and this was on and off screen. You just sort of look on and go, those two are ridiculous. And then just be much better than us both. So, yeah, it was great, man. It was great.
I have a follow-up question. Did you guys interact at all during the finale of David Into You? Was there a day on set where you had to, like...
We passed each other. Literally, he did his scene where he changed into me, and I walked in his costume, and he walked out, and I picked it up, and you know, and that's what it was. It's literally like one turns into the other. And he always says that, you know, and then he got changed, and the walkie-talkies are still going, and it's like action, and off you go. And it would be the same with me, you know. The show is the star. We're just sort of, you know, with these little vessels, and it will keep going. It will get bigger and better, and you'll all forget about me.
You'll never forget.
But you're like my Roger Moore. You're my favorite, but I don't tell anyone.
Okay, thanks, man.
Hello, you are an incredible Nerdist superhero person.
Cool.
He's a man of steel. If he spent all his time reading fucking fan fiction.
Well, what do you think Clark does in Kansas? That's all there is to do. What is your name?
My name is Jay, and I just wanted to tell you that I had an idea after the dinosaurs on a spaceship, and I'm really into the Power Rangers. So I was thinking of taking the Blue Ranger and you and mixing them together. And so, like, when I take the helmet off, it'd just be you bow tying your hair.
I'm going to make this happen. Smell this rag.
I like to imagine you're the guy that played Billy the Blue Ranger, and this is your pitch.
How do you feel about a Power Ranger mashup, Matt?
Well, you know, I mean, firstly, I'm pleased you just said Power Ranger, because I'm like, what the hell is a Blue Ranger? But, you know, I used to watch the Power Rangers when I was a kid. That's the, you know, the thing and all
yes.
that stuff. Can you remember that Captain Planet? Did you
get yes.
here? Captain Planet,
he's a hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero.
Chris is old. Did you see the Funny or Die video that they did with Don Cheadle playing Captain Planet?
What?
They did a Funny or Die video with Don Cheadle playing Captain Planet.
In America, we have this thing called comedy.
They invented it over there.
Yeah, I mean, come on, look at The Office, right? I mean,
fair enough.
Yeah, you guys should do a British version of that.
Two seasons as a special was way better than 9 seasons? I get it.
Matt, this is my friend Bailey, too. She has a lovely TARDIS dress.
You look great.
And wanted to say hello. Bailey, this is Matt. Matt, this is Bailey. She made this costume and then put the actual constellation on the dress. So please have a huge hand for my friend Bailey, who has made this.
You look great.
And someone get a picture of them together and then tweet it at me. Or I'll take it. Screw it.
Someone take a picture and tweet it at him, or screw it, he'll take it himself.
This is actually a good backdrop too, and she's got Rivers.
Wait a second, you're using Rivers screwdriver? That is fucked up.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you. Huge hand for Bailey, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Matt. Hey, you're still here. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. It's good to see you. Thank you for coming. I don't know if the Blue Ranger Matt Smith mashup is going to come to fruition. We'll think about it.
If it does, look for it on youtube.com/nerdist. Please click subscribe.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, my name's Heather.
Hey.
I don't know if you have seen how many people are already in the Hall H line for you. In all the years I've been to Comic-Con and everything, I have never seen this kind of love for Doctor Who. And I just want to say, I hope you know how much you're loved.
Wow, thanks. Well, that's nice to hear, always. And, you know what, though? I'm really proud of, like, the Whovians here, because on the streets and stuff, there's, like, Whovians and cosplay. They really, they're big in numbers. And we have a really good, like, sort of footprint here, the Whoniverse. So, yeah.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. It's kind of because your cosplay is easy. Just throw on a bow tie and wear a tweed jacket and call it a day.
Yeah.
Whereas someone who's going to cosplay as, I don't know, Galactus has a lot more work to do.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm just realizing? Myra's drunk. I know drunk Myra, and that's drunk Myra. Well,
Christopher, you're fine drunk.
Would you please wrangle your bitch in a little bit?
I'm proud of my baby boy.
Is that a Liberace reference?
That is the laughter of a reformed alcoholic.
What is your name in question, ma'am?
I am Jen, and so my husband brought me out here. It's my birthday today, and we flew out from Denver, and I'm missing half a week of summer school, which is a condensed session, so that's pretty intense. So I was wondering if you could write me a doctor's note.
Absolutely. Shit. And I tell you what, I'll go, it's your birthday today. Ladies and gentlemen of the chorus, a one, a two, a three, a four.
Happy birthday to you.
What's your name?
Happy
Jen.
Birthday
Jen.
To you.
We're going to have to clear this.
Happy birthday, dear Jen.
What's your name?
Happy birthday to you.
And many more. So if you just sign that, then she'll probably just write in whatever note she wants.
Chris, do you know how litigious the people that hold the copyright for Happy Birthday are?
It should be public domain. Let her be off work. Yours, Matt Smith. An official doctor's note. Here you go, Jen. Happy birthday.
Thank you
for coming to the podcast on your birthday. It's good to see you. Hey, Steven, Madman with a Box podcast.
I have a Doctor Who podcast. Yes. All right, I have a question. If you're keeping one of the costumes, which version?
Oh, wow, that's a tough one, because I'm going to offend people who have designed them. But it would have to be, just because it's come on the longest journey, it would have to be sort of the original Tweedy, even the braces, I think. But, you know, it's I do love, and I always wanted purple, and I've got a purple jacket, and I love that jacket. And
well, Matt, if you were to FedEx me the purple jacket,
yeah,
I wouldn't be mad at you.
Okay. Cool. You also wouldn't fit in it.
Oh, I'm not going to wear it.
All right, you're just going to have it up.
Yeah, it's going on a Matt Smith mannequin I've already built.
It too might get covered in jizz like
the wig.
Wait, I missed Stephen's joke. What was it?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, good job. I like callbacks. Thank you, Stephen.
Good to see you, Stephen. Everyone should listen to Madman with a Box. What is your name?
My name's Ben.
And what's your question?
My question is, if you want to get into an edition of Doctor Who, maybe even play the Doctor himself, how do we get hold of Stephen Moffat?
So is this your Doctor Who audition right here?
No, my Doctor Who audition will be totally different from this.
Oh, okay.
Are you even British?
Are you actually British? Where are you from?
I'm from London, actually.
Cool.
No one's actually from London.
Okay, I'm from Chelsea, Manchester, or Stratford-upon-Avon.
He just said Barnes, and I don't recognize it. That must mean it's a real place, because that's
Barnes,
a pretty...
Barnes, yeah. Barnes is it's nice. It's posh. It's down by the river.
So what would
What's
your...
What's up, rich boy?
What would your contribution be for the Doctor?
What would my contribution be?
What would you want to be as the Doctor? Like, what would you do?
First of all, with all the controversy happening, I'd have an edition where... the Doctor is hit by some kind of ray which split into several Doctors. So you have the female Doctor, the Asian Doctor, the American Doctor. You can have little things, and then they can all come back into that one Doctor again. So
that one white British Doctor.
I actually don't believe that Stephen Moffat's like that. So you can keep making your jokes.
Yeah, man, he just fucking crushed you with the real juice. Drink it up.
Get him!
And one day when
get him, man! Go fuck
shut up
in
for
the
a
face.
Second. Shut up
you
for a second.
You son of a bitch! Yeah.
No one talks to my boy that way.
One day when Chris is interviewing myself instead, I'm going to be next to Matt and telling you the same things.
Yes, he will. That will probably. I don't know why that's an ooh. Ooh, he might get an awesome job. Well, I hope that happens for you. I hope you get to be number 12.
I wish you luck, my man.
Oh, you're still talking, even without the microphone. Okay, good.
How do you audition for the
doctor? We had sort of moved on.
How do you audition for it?
This reminds me
of an episode.
Well, this is like an episode of Extras.
I don't think you could.
You get an agent.
I don't think you can.
An agent?
I don't think he's actually going to give. I know you want Stephen Moffat's phone number. He's not going to give it to you.
I wish you every success, my friend. I'd get an agent and get them to get in touch and see if you can audition.
All right.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, you meet the criteria of being unknown and British.
Which he is. All right. A couple more. We just have time for a couple more, so go ahead.
Hi, I'm Jasper, and I was wondering which was your favorite episode you ever shot?
For me, just because it has a sort of a personal nostalgia, it's the 11th hour, just because it was a... So the 11th hour, and I like the Pandorica opens, and I like A Christmas Carol.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
So are you saying you liked wearing David Tennant's costume more?
In the 11th
hour. You're wearing...
Yeah, no, but that was a brilliant piece of writing from Stephen, I think.
That's true. Do we need to really compliment Stephen anymore?
Probably not.
He's got enough.
Yeah.
We exactly. Get it. Sherlock's awesome.
Just for
coupling's
his credit,
hilarious.
To,
we get it.
Sign a Matt Smith postcard. I'll get to you next. I promise. I don't want to make sure that everyone. Oh, nice.
This is a weird autograph session.
Thank you for doing that,
Matt. Treasure.
All right, great. Here you go.
Chris will moderate anything.
shut up. I work too much. I know. I get it. I know. I get it. But I can't. You don't understand. When this Comic-Con, I was like, well, I did a lot last year. Maybe I'll take it easy. And then they offered me all these awesome panels. I'm not going to say no to Breaking Bad or Community or Marvel or Warner Brothers and fucking Tom Cruise. We photobombed each other today.
Tell them what happened.
Amazing.
Tell them about the thing that happened.
Well, first of all, Tom Cruise came out for the Edge of Tomorrow panel and. He said, the first thing he said was, we have something in common. I was like, I'm pretty sure we don't. And he said, we both played Stacey Jacks, which was true in Rock of Ages. I played the original Stacey Jacks in Los Angeles, but I was not going to bring it up because I thought it would be met with like, yeah. And so he goes, I go, how do you know that? And this was on the panel at Hall H. And he goes, oh, I know all about you. And I was like, what? I felt very naked all of a sudden when Tom Cruise, his eyes are piercing like daggers and they were stabbing my soul.
Wait a second.
That was Thetans leaving
Stop
your body.
Stop it. Shut up. He was cool.
Chris,
fuck you.
Are you
awesome.
Telling me that Maverick has studied you?
A little bit.
Chris.
And so then he sings one of the lines from, he looked at me and he goes, I want to know what love is. And then without really thinking, I go, I want you to show me. And then he said, I want to feel what love is. And I was like, I know you can show. You know, and so we had this duet, and I was freaking out about that. Then at the end of the panel, have you ever had a moment where you're like, I seriously think I'm going to shit my pants a little bit, and I hope it doesn't happen in front of 7,000 people because I don't know if I can
done
control my body.
Can I just interject there? Can you keep talking while I go and have a wee? Because a beer and a hot water... I'm going to kill myself. So I'm going to be back in like 1 minute.
Matt will be back, everybody.
And we never saw him again. Hey, guys, real quick, real talk.
Okay, yeah. Let's talk, guys.
Matt Smith is kind of a dick,
I mean,
huh?
Seriously.
I mean, I
he's like, he doesn't want a piece of anybody.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get it. I mean, I just said I wanted his costume, but then he's like, it's not going to fit you. And I was like...
Dude, and
yeah,
I'm like,
I know it won't,
dude,
Matt
I could totally
Smith.
Host Doctor Who, the Doctor Who after show.
No, oh,
that should have gotten
God.
In a fucking standing ovation.
What?
Say it again.
I said I should host Doctor Who, the Doctor Who.
Hang
I
on.
Said standing ovation.
Wait okay. a second. Okay. I should host Talk Gear, where I discuss the day's events in Top
you
Gear.
You should host some water and some bread to soak up the alcohol.
All right, that's not fair. I'm not that drunk.
Dude, come on. So then at the end of the panel, they go over and take pictures, and it was it was Tom Cruise and Emily Blunt and Doug Liman and all these people, and I just, without even realizing that I was talking to the microphone, I go, shit, I should photobomb that. And my mic was on, and a bunch of people were like, do it. So I was like, okay. And I ran over, and I got on a chair, and I photobombed Tom Cruise. And he turned around, and I was like, oh, shit, which is not what you want in a photobomb. You're supposed to be stealth, like the knight. And I was not. I was a bad photobomb ninja. And then he turns around, and he was like, I want to do that. Here, you stand here, and I'll photobomb you. So I was like, okay.
So you and Tom Cruise are best friends.
Yes! We photobombed each
other. Chris, for the record, I'd like to point out, unopened beer, not even touched beer, sort of half drunk drunk, fuck you.
Anyway, so it was a pretty insane day in Hall H, and there were a lot of incredible announcements, and there's going to be a Warcraft movie that was announced at the Warner Brothers Legendary panel. Joss showed up at the end of Marvel to show a little thing for Avengers 2. Guardians of the Galaxy looks fucking incredible. They only just started shooting, and
That panel I was reading about on Twitter?
The what?
The Marvel. Did you do the Marvel panel?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Tell me about the Guardians. Shut up, Jonah. Tell me about the Guardians of the Galaxy footage. Was it?
They only just started shooting, but they shot this sort of thing, and it was all the characters like in a lineup, and Rooker was there, and Karen Gillan, and Zoe Saldana, and Chris Pratt, who looked amazing.
Hey, Chris Pratt, fuck, he looks so good.
I know.
I saw the picture that he posted on Instagram with his fuck grooves.
He's ripped. With his what?
Wait, with his fuck grooves?
He's got those D'Angelo fuck grooves.
You just referenced the only pelvis I have committed to memory.
Exactly. I saw that picture. I was like, I'm never drinking again.
Gulp, gulp, gulp. Only you understand me, booze. Were you waiting to ask Matt a question, or did you... Oh, all of us. Okay, great. Ladies and gentlemen,
Matt's
it's Matt
back,
Smith.
So. Wrap it up.
Do you feel a lot better now?
Oh, man. I mean,
Well, we're gonna let you go in a second because I know your day is actually still not over yet. But I want to be able to get two more questions for you. And then is your question for Matt? Okay.
So my name's Jazz. I've actually come all the way from Australia. There's a few of us in, I know, and I've probably had probably the mixed Comic-Con of that you could have. I had my bag stolen the first day. I had my passports taken. I had my money taken. I had everything taken from me.
Are you stuck in America?
Not quite. Yeah, people have been very generous, and I've had people give me money and everything like that, and I just wanted to sort of say to everyone on a public forum that I really appreciate everyone's generosity. I actually came to the Nerdist. I'm a massive fan of you guys, and I like what you do and what you represent. And then when Matt was announced, it was just over the moon. I just wanted to say thank you for everything. Can I get a photo with Matt and you guys?
Can you get a what? Yes, you can. Come here. Come over here to the stairs. Absolutely, you can get a photo with us. And I hope that the rest of your Comic-Con goes better after this. Just get it. Put it into camera mode. Take a picture. All right, there we go. Is the camera?
Nerdist assemble!
Oh, Matt's drunk again. It rarely happens. It rarely happens.
Well, every Comic-Con is an invitation to drink for free.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Please.
Good luck. Good luck. Good luck, man.
Safe travels.
Thank you. I just wanted to know, how did you guys get your break in things?
What's your first big break?
First big break.
Well, I went to a panel and told the story about how someone stole all my stuff. And they were like, here, a host singled out. And I was like, okay. You wouldn't get that reference because you're Australian, but I worked for this channel called MTV, which at one time played short films set to popular music.
How do we get a break? I don't know. It's just, you know, there's no story really. It's like some people audition, some people just get discovered. I got lucky. I was a contestant on a game show in the States, and then they pulled me on MTV because they thought I was funny. I was on a show called Studs, and I won.
Were you one of the duds?
You're very welcome.
Come to Australia.
Come to Australia. All right. Thank you so much. Be careful. One more question for Matt Smith before we release him into the wild.
Hi, my name's Katie. You were actually my gateway doctor or gateway drug into being a Whovian, so to speak, Matt, and I wanted to thank you for that. And my question, since it's Comic-Con, is what's your favorite superhero or what superhero do you think would be the best for the doctor to team up with?
Ooh.
Quite, that's a good question. My favorite, I don't know how this is going to go down. My favorite superhero is Batman.
You don't know how it's gonna go down.
Yeah, well, I don't know, man. Like people, but yeah, for me, it's always Batman, man. You know,
no, she's just giving me a device to jam all these Cybermen.
Also, but like we can't forget Keaton as Batman. He was great.
He was a great Batman.
He was great. He was
that
a great
movie
Batman.
Does feel very dated when you see that. When you see that, the
I know. But also, has there been a Catwoman like Pfeiffer in the?
No.
I mean, she
do you know
was
what's dated? I'll tell you what's dated. Christian Bale's fucking Batman voice. I was watching The Dark Knight the other day on TBS.
Great movie.
Tune in.
Great movie.
Great, fantastic movie, right? But he's still, even though Lucius Fox gave him the fucking tumbler, he still goes, Lucius, I know you know who I am, but I'm still going to tell you.
Grandpa's drunk and talking about Batman again.
Batman.
And who should he team up with? I don't know, some sort of chick superhero. Who's
that's
the
what
best
I'm talking
chick
about.
Superhero?
Well, I just, you know, sincerely from myself and from everyone here, it's been an incredible journey with you. I know you still have the Christmas special, but yeah. We absolutely adore you, and I cannot thank you enough. And I hope that I do get to see you when you come out to Los Angeles. But you will never be forgotten. People will always love you. And you have brought. You brought your doctor, you brought a whole new audience. Like, the fact that you see Doctor Who stuff in regular stores now is because of you. So, just so you know, you are the thing that kind of tipped it for us in America. And I would like to give you the Cheesy Dead Poets salute. Oh, doctor, my doctor. So, thank you very much, Matt Smith. It has been an absolute pleasure, and we hope to see you again soon, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you. And literally, from the bottom of my heart, like, you know, you kind of nerdist guys have always been cool to us. So, and all you nerdist guys out there as well. So, enough love, enough respect, man.
Take care. Matt Smith, everyone!
Guys, let's get real.
And we never saw him again.
I want to sort of, as we're sort of winding down on the podcast here, we did Course of the Force again this year, which went great, by the way. We raised more money than we did last year. We started at Skywalker Ranch, passed a lightsaber down the coast, and we held a contest for whoever could raise the most money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and then the guy who won was a gentleman by the name of Jason Manusco. He's here. The prize for his fundraising efforts was to come out on stage and say hi to everyone and be on the podcast. So, Jason, will you please come out and say hello? How are you, sir?
Oh, you're taking Jonah's chair.
It's
fuck you.
It's warm.
Okay.
Yeah, grab that mic right there, buddy.
I will get a picture with one Matt, so come on.
Yeah, here you go.
Selfie.
We did it.
Photobomb.
This is my audition, right?
I have
to be
taken
the fourth member of the team.
This is, yeah.
Well, no,
you can be the third member of the team.
Oh, Chris, you're firing yourself? That's fucked up. Jonah, welcome to the Nerdist Product. Shut the fuck up, Hardwick. So, listen, For the record, I have taken a lot of pictures with people on the floor at Comic-Con, and if someone could possibly, because for one picture I did not make the same face, if someone could make me a combo breaker GIF, that'd be great.
Does that have anything to do with him?
Yes, because I just broke the combo with him.
That's fantastic. Matt, shut up. Jason, how much money were you able to raise through all of your friends for the Make-A-Wish Foundation?
$1,671.01.
Holy shit.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
How did you
Who
do this?
Who was the dick that had the 1 cent on the donation?
Well, my good friend Dave wanted to make sure he donated the most of anyone who donated to me, which he didn't, by the way, but he figured whatever dollars and 1 cent would put him there. So
motherfucking Dave.
So where are you from, Jason? What do you do? What is your story? What can people learn about you? What can we glean from your story? I'll do the Maury Povich. Tell us.
That's the Commander William Riker.
Oh, sorry.
I live in Torrance, near Los Angeles.
Yeah, yeah.
Go Torrance teams.
Hey, buddy. That's where I bought my Volvo.
Nice.
So what do you do?
I'm an engineer.
Sweet.
I work on satellites.
Excellent.
And
in Torrance?
In El Segundo. I live in Torrance.
What was your costume for Course of the Force?
I dressed up like Finn from Adventure Time, but I since it was Course of the Force, I also made a Jedi robe, so that it was Finn the Jedi.
Oh, shit. Finn would be an amazing Jedi.
There was about 1 second of video of me on the daily YouTube wrap-ups, so you can see my head at least.
Yeah. Did you have fun running?
I did. It was a great time. It was
good.
Awesome.
Good. How's Comic-Con been for you so far?
It was really good. I saw a lot of Adventure Time. I saw you at the Ender's. I saw the Ender's Game panel. You just happened to be there.
That was really fun. Except, you know, Harrison Ford was up on the panel, and the panel was for Ender's Game, and almost every question was, so if Han Solo met Indiana Jones, what would they say to each other? And then Harrison just goes, hello.
It's a pretty good answer.
And then no one laughed at my joke. He'd go, spaceman. No one thought it was funny.
I thought he was actually charming, notwithstanding those dumb questions.
May I ask a question, even though I'm not as drunk as Chris purports me to be? When you're working on satellites, what are you doing actually?
Making sure they stay up there.
What?
How do you do that?
So like, do you like build thrusters and shit?
That's his official title.
Yeah. The thrusters and shipbuilder, that's me.
Want to tell you about my best friend.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Jonah, you're out. Jason's the new Jonah.
You build some fucking satellites and we'll be friends again.
How do you keep your satellites afloat?
You know, once they're up there, there's just monitoring to make sure that they're healthy, that if something goes bad, flip to the backup, those kinds of things.
Or if they just need, like, a comforting conversation. You're doing okay, satellite.
When you say flip to the backup, what do you mean? This is a serious question. Shut up for
a minute. You know, someone down here on Earth pushes a button.
Yeah.
Waves go through space to the satellite.
Yeah.
Some important piece will turn off and some other important piece will turn on, so it will last in space longer. So
yeah, what, idiot.
But what is the... So, I mean, typically on a satellite, what is the thing you see?
Welcome to Satellite Chat with Matt Myra. Today we're going to be talking about
thrusters and shit. Oh, I'm sorry if I'm interested in things that make us learn more as a fucking race.
Okay, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Unless you're building weapon satellites, in which case, fuck you, sir. You're building Skynet.
No lasers
Chris,
on my satellite.
You're an engineer on Skynet. Fuck you both.
I'm the second engineer on Skynet.
He is second engineer, first
engineer
in
number
hearts.
Two. By the way, was there a Johnny Dangerously joke up here earlier tonight?
Once.
All right.
Once.
Do you have any questions for us as your favorite podcast next to Pete Holmes' You Made It Weird?
I do want to say you guys all sound a little funny to me because I listen to podcasts at 2x speed.
Oh.
And
holy shit, you're busy.
Man, you're a busy guy.
So here's what our podcast sounds like to you on 2x. That's amazing. That's really amazing. That's really amazing. That's really amazing. Pussy shorts.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. What other podcasts do you listen to?
I listen to...
Stamps.com/WTF?
I listen to Stuff You Miss in History Class. Have you listened to that?
It's great. Yeah, that was really good. Yeah.
It's great. They started off like these little five-minute episodes that were great. They're a little longer, but it's, like Matt said, learning. Maybe this is the learning portion of the panel.
Nice.
Yeah, deal
with
it. Stuff You Miss in History Class.
I'm a fan.
I listen to Matt and Kevin, Matt Smith, or... Kevin Smith, there we go, and Ralph Garman.
Yep.
Hollywood Babylon.
Hollywood Babylon, yep. Yeah.
Which is probably on right now. Maybe they're on
last
night.
Do you know, I have a podcast to recommend for you. It's called Four Eyes and Beard with Scott Mosher and Matt Myra.
I'll check that out with my new best friend.
Yes.
At 2X, I can catch up pretty quick.
We're going to satellite together forever. Also, tell me about the Dave Matthews song, Satellite.
Sorry, not my expertise.
God damn it, I gotta give that one to him. What else do you guys do? Is there anything else that you want people to know? Or what, are you on Twitter? Can people say hello to you?
I have a Twitter. My wife's gonna laugh. It's called Hotel Pens. Hotel_pens.
Okay.
And I post pictures of hotel pens from...
wait a second. A
Follow Saturday.
A, thank you. B, what?
I don't Chris travel, but I used to travel a lot.
Chris travel.
I'm surprised you didn't have a house. So yeah. I just always swipe the pen at every hotel. And one day I had a big pile of pens sitting there, and I just thought, I wonder if there's a hotel pens Twitter. And there wasn't. So
that's such a surprise that someone wasn't already doing that.
No one else had thought to post pictures of pens.
Hotel
from
underscore
hotels.
Pens.
I will absolutely
hotel
follow
underscore
that.
Pens.
Awesome.
I am more excited about that than I was about Man of Steel. And I bet your Twitter account is going to be better.
Hotel pens, how many followers do you have?
300 odd.
49.
349.
You're following a lot of people. Everyone follow hotel underscore pens.
I follow hotels like crazy.
350 in a second here. Boom, 350.
Hotels do follow me back. I got a free pen.
That's how you buck the system.
From the Four Seasons
Everybody
in London. They mailed me a pen.
Oh, that's a good pen.
So if anyone is listening to this podcast, they need to follow hotel underscore pens and send Jason a pen. You know, we could do that as a culture. You guys, there's free pens in your hotels at Comic-Con. Grab those pens. Follow hotel underscore pens. Send them to Jason so we can play with pictures of pens while he's keeping satellites in the air.
Thank you very much.
Jason, thank you so much for joining us on the Nerdist Podcast. And thank you for raising money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
I'll just sit over
Don't
here.
You, stop even phone you can't stop progress! Thank you, Jason Manusco, everyone. Huge round of applause.
That was amazing.
That's incredible.
He works on satellites, and we tell dick jokes.
I know. But that's what I love about it. That's one of the things, my favorite thing about doing the podcast is that, you know, if you just talk to someone and ask them questions about themselves, you will find out none of us had any idea that he has the Hotel Pens Twitter account. And that was one of the best pieces of information and one of the most genuine. He's very casual about it. Well, I have a Twitter account. I take pictures of hotel pens. If you guys had a couple of questions, because I wanted to keep everything Matt Smith focused while Matt was here, we can take two or three comments for us if you guys
have.
I
will answer any personal questions about Chris.
What is your name and what is your equipment?
My name's Donnie.
Hey, Donnie! You're Donnie Lederer.
Yes.
Donnie Lederer is the guy who got Dominic Monaghan the movie that he was looking for, and Dominic recorded your outgoing message on your phone.
Yes.
Did you put it on there?
I still have it on my iTunes.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes.
You listened to it? That's weird.
I showed it, listened, had my wife listen to it.
Oh, good. And then what'd you do?
Listen to Jonah Radio.
Oh, nice.
I'm not a fan. Mahona Radio is where it's at.
What is your question, Donnie?
Last year, I was trying to figure out what to buy on Black Friday, and there was a great video on Attack of the Show that helped me out with that. Are we going to have a repeat of that on the Nerdist channel this year?
I would love to. I don't know if you guys saw G4, may it rest in peace. I worked at G4 for 4 years, and one of the funniest things that I've ever seen was Matt Myra doing this on-screen thing for Black Friday, where he had the light pen that you draw like the play-by-plays, and he was going through all the ads for the deals.
It's called the Telestrator, Chris.
The Telestrator. And so Matt just for whatever reason, he started drawing circles that looked like dongs and balls. And it was like, and then you got to go over here on this Friday, and then here's the price, $199.
Oh, and I can tell you what it was. We were canceled, and John Barrowman was on, and I was like, who likes dicks more than John Barrowman?
Which...
Right? So I said, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to draw balls and dicks all over this
Barrowman
Best Buy ad.
Barrowman was doubled over with... I've never seen him laugh so hard. He was like in the fetal position. He was laughing so hard because each one of the dongs got bigger and more pronounced. And the thing that's so funny about it is there's nothing anyone can say. The show had already been canceled. And yeah, you could still play dumb and be like, what are you talking about? They're just circles. Yeah.
The show had been canceled. If you go back, I think that's still on YouTube. I don't think it's G4's taking it down yet, but that's still on YouTube. It's called Black Friday Deals, Matt Myra, John Barrowman. Chris makes an appearance with some gum-chewing situation that we won't talk about right now. But that's the most fun we've ever had on Attack of the Show. And if you listen, the crew did not know that was happening, so that is the most genuine laughter you will hear from the Attack of the Show crew.
Well, it was very cathartic because there was a very weird feeling that we haven't really talked about. We should have Pereira on and talk about the sort of the last days of Attack of the Show, even after Kevin was gone. But there was this weird thing in the air where the executives of the G4 at that channel came in to sort of transition over to the new channel, and they wouldn't let anyone talk about the fact that Attack of the Show was going away.
Yeah.
Which was well within the spirit of the show to do, would be like, we're fucking canceled. Like, I came on and made a bunch of jokes about, hey, this podium will look really good on the Nerdist channel. And they said, they were like, oh yeah, the executives don't want you to do that. And it was so fucking, like, they put a lid on everything, and I think Attack of the Show didn't really get to go out the way that it deserved to.
Yeah.
And so that was one of those moments where it was just like, fuck them, you know? And it was a beautiful moment, and Attack of the Show was...
It was one of my favorite moments ever on Attack of the Show, and I remember in the rehearsal I had gum in my mouth, and I was chewing it, and for some reason I just started talking like I was from Chicago. Because apparently gum in your mouth just makes you go, yeah, all right, over here we got the Xbox 360 for $400.
That's good. Now do the Chicago accent.
You know, let's go ahead and you got that? Oh, look at that game you got there. Oh, $399. It's a dick. And my executive producer, Joshua, said, keep the gum in and just go with it. And we did, and it was fun.
Well, thanks, man.
I'd forgotten about that. Thanks, man.
Oh, no problem. It was, I think I watched it like 10, I had it on my DVR. I watched it, paused it, called my wife and said, come home from work now, you have to see this.
What kind of job does she have where that's okay?
She's a lawyer.
Oh, sure. Then she has all the time in the world. They're always on vacation or not doing stuff.
But it was... I loved it.
Well, thanks, man. It's good to see you, Donnie.
I appreciate that.
Thanks, man. I'll go over here just a couple more, and then we'll wrap it up. I've been up for... It'll be close to 24 hours in a few hours. What is your name?
Ryan Cleveland.
Oh,
Ryan Cleveland.
Is that a real name?
Yes.
That's an amazing fucking name,
it
dude.
It really is an amazing name. Max Power.
This is the fifth time I've been on the show, actually. The fifth time I've been on the show, asking a question.
Yes, of course.
And actually, it's a compliment for you guys. Actually, thanking you guys. First, your book. I've owned 10 copies of your book because my friends keep stealing it.
And okay, so, you bought you so 9 too many copies of his book.
8 copies, a free version on Audible, and a bought one for my adopted dad. So that's it.
If anyone... You can adopt a dad? That's awesome.
He Dr. B. Lindwin. It's complicated.
Listen, if someone ever takes any one of your books, you tweet me or email me, and I will just send you one. You don't have to...
I don't have one right now, so we will talk.
I will send you one. My assistant Monica's here. She'll get your information. I will fucking send you a book.
Thank you.
And you hold on to it with dear life, like, hold on, Thelma, and don't let go.
My glass. Yeah. The second... I actually talked to Matt already. I said he came up to me after 2 years ago at the Mystery Science Theater podcast, and you said I was funny after I made a callback joke, and I was like, oh, cool, thank you, after talking to him. The really big one was actually Jonah and your wife. I was walking away from you guys, and you both stopped me. You're like, no, dude, you were really, really funny. And his last 2 years have been really horrible. And, oh, cool.
He said, why don't you want this book, you fucking...
Whoa, hey, dude.
Dude, what is your name?
Josh.
The Spirit of Giving, Josh. Thank you so much for giving your book to Ryan Cleveland Show. It's Ryan Cleveland Show.
You know, that was a really nice moment, but it got in the way of him talking about me.
So you told me I was really funny, and actually I quit my job at Chase and got a job at a comic shop now where I can write comedy and start doing comedy, and I'm doing
Know the job at Chase paid more, right? Let me change
That's
that.
Not
you know
what
the job
about.
At Chase paid, right?
Yes, it paid very well to the point where like, oh, Comic-Con, I can't buy... Oh, shit. I can't buy...
No, that's okay. I still think you're doing the right thing. You're finding the thing you want to do. So congratulations, Ryan Clean. It's good to see you. Here comes Jonah. One more over here, one more over there, and then we'll wrap it out. Okay. Yes, sir.
I would hug you too, but I have to pee so much that I have to stay here.
Excuse me, may I go to the bathroom? Thank you.
Hi, first off, it's an honor. I love what you guys do. I know you always talk about how like people's attention spans are so splintered these days, and I would just like to say over the past year and a half, I have consumed more Nerdist stuff than anything, and thank you so much for the great content, and I think we all think that. I think it was like your second most recent episode, you have Jeff Bridges on, and you guys talked about doing the Big Lebowski bowling thing. Is that actually going to happen? Because that would be awesome if that, like...
I don't know. I felt like I pushed a little hard with it because I was like, oh, he's right here. I got to push really hard. And he was like, all right, man, sure. We'll talk about it. And then after he finished the podcast, I was like, no, seriously, we could do this. Jeff Bridges. And he was like, okay. And then, you know, whenever someone kind of backs away a little slowly, then you kind of like, oh, I think maybe I'm being too aggressive. And he was like, you're hurting me, Chris. And I'm like, you will do this. So I don't know. I wish we'd be able to do it, but I can tell you that a couple of bowling episodes that we have coming up, Jimmy Fallon show. So Jimmy and Questlove, and then the World's End cast. We're gonna bowl against Simon and Edgar and Nick. So we will be doing some more of those. Yeah, great. Thanks, man. What was your name again?
Ryan.
Pleasure. Thanks, Ryan. Okay. All right.
We look forward to being your team for the World's End bowling, Chris.
You will be my team for the World's End bowling, Matt.
Thank
Myra.
You.
You're welcome.
I'll even practice before so I don't suck like I always do.
Just that left. And you played baseball, too.
I'm really good at baseball, but that's overhand.
Well, oh, yeah, that's right. You did throw the ball overhand once,
yeah.
And it did not go well.
Matt's real good at baseball. He got the VIP.
Oh,
Not an award, Jonah.
What is your name and question?
My name is Megan Mann. You know, like Mega Man. I've heard it before. It's fine.
No one was going to do that, but I like that this is the point in your life where you're like, fuck, it's like Mega Man. Okay, just fucking leave me alone.
Megan, first of all, I love how self-deprecating you are immediately.
It's a gift. It's fine. But one, this, apart from Jennifer Lawrence telling me I was funny today, this is my highlight of Comic-Con, meeting you. I've been trying for years to meet you.
I'm right here!
I'm so excited!
You died on the way to Comic-Con. This isn't really happening. I'm here to guide you to the next level.
Yes!
Megan, I need you to know that if Jennifer Lawrence told me I was funny, I would fucking leave Comic-Con.
You're real fucking funny. Fuck.
No,
and I would
I
just jerk
there.
Off the whole way home.
I went up there. I didn't have a question. I just wanted to, like, go up there and be like... hey, so Jennifer Lawrence, you want to be besties? And then she was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, cool. But
sounds legit.
It worked. I don't even know what I asked.
Story checks out.
I don't care. I just wanted to tell her that. But off that Hotel Pens thing over there, I have a really stupid Twitter, too, called Quincy the Ewok. And I get people to take pictures with him, and I got dicked over at Nerd HQ today, so would you guys take a picture with him?
Yes, of course we'll take a picture with Quincy the Ewok. How do you want us to do this? Okay. Okay, great. Here we go. What is your name?
Megan Mann.
Megan Mann. Oh, yes, of course. Megan Mann. Hey, did anyone ever tell you to say Megan Mann?
No.
That's good. What is it? Okay, it seems like whatever you want to say is important, so I hope
when I laid on my stomach, that made my pee want to come out so bad.
This is absolutely the last question, because we have to let the theater people go.
It's actually a comment for all you guys, and
is it weird if I'm right here?
It's a bit weird.
Why is it weird?
It's kind of weird.
Let it happen. What's the problem? Why are you fighting me?
Anyway, my name's Robert, and I just wanted to say to all you dudes, anyway, I just want to say about the Nerdist, it's been like really important in my life for the past few years. When I was in ninth grade, a buddy of mine said, hey, that dude from Web Soup does this thing called a podcast. So I started listening, and
when you were in ninth grade?
In 2000, yeah. I'm turning, yeah, so
how old are you?
Wait,
I'm
how old?
17.
Okay, wait, oh, this is my
what,
favorite
what year
game
were
in the
you
room.
Born?
What year were you born?
I'm turning 25, or 18 on the 25th.
So what year were you born?
1995.
Yes! 95!
You motherfucker, they were already working on The Lost World. Jurassic Park was already out.
Singled Out was on the air, and he was fucking born in 1995.
I love the classics, like Jurassic Park and Tank Girl.
I know Tank Girl was before I was born, but it just speaks to me with her tank.
Anyway,
and the fact that she's a girl.
We make fun
and
because
iced tea.
We're jealous that you're only 18 years old. So what is your equipment?
I just want to say for the past, like three years now.
$1. $1.
You guys have been really important in my life. And it's just whenever I'm bummed or I'm feeling down, I know I can turn on a Nerdist that I've heard before or a new one I haven't heard yet and just laugh and feel good about myself. So I want to say thank you to you guys.
Oh, my God. First of all, I wish more 17/18-year-olds were as articulate and thoughtful as you are. Most of them are fucking dicks.
I know. Yeah, I know. A lot of them are dicks.
So good for you for rising above the norm, and thank you so much. Hugs. Oh, it's so nice to see you. Thank you so much for coming. It is an absolute pleasure. I hope you had a good time tonight.
Crazy. This is my big thing before college.
Where are you going to go?
Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo.
Oh, shit. Fucking
hey,
Weird Al
went in
there.
San Luis Obispo.
I want a legitimate question to you, sir. What is your, of all the episodes, obviously, let's not pick anything recent. What is your favorite episode?
The episode I go back most to is the Ben Folds episode.
Oh, yeah, the first Ben Folds where we were fucking, where he agreed to do the podcast, and I was like, oh, if we got Ben Folds, let's get a music studio and see if he'll play. And
you mean the
did.
One where we're all super nervous and don't say much of
we
anything
don't.
Interesting?
So you have to understand what huge fans we are, and particularly Jonah of Ben Folds. And so it was Ben, and then the piano was there, and it was us and our girlfriend, so it was just like six of us. And all of a sudden he starts playing, and we all kind of look at each other like, is he going to stop playing and turn around and go, wait a minute, did you just trick me into giving you a private fucking concert? Which is kind of what we did, but that was such... such an amazing episode for us too. So thank you, and now you are on a Nerdist episode, so thank you for being.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Chris,
thanks, Robert.
Chris, we have, there's literally, If we just ask these three people their questions, then we can be done and everybody got to ask a question.
Okay.
Real quick, Chris, I remember that was around the time you started dating Chloe, right?
Yes.
And I remember you being like, it's going to seem pretty cool to my new girlfriend.
Shut up, Jonah. Whatever.
It was adorable.
You know, I'm just going to have a studio and then Ben Folds will show up and then she'll fuck me.
It was adorable. He was like, it's like, you know, it should be really cool.
Was it cool? Was it pretty cool? And I was like, hey, whatever. We're just doing this Ben Folds podcast. You want to swing by? No big.
I mean, it was pretty cool. I had a pretty good time. I mean, I don't know. It was Ben Folds. No big deal.
You were a big Ben Folds fan.
I'm a huge Ben Folds fan. Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah. Yay me. Yeah. What did she just do? What did she just do? I didn't see what she just did.
Chris, I, as a friend, I have to tell you, Chloe just air-fucked Ben Folds.
But I was in there somewhere, right? I was on the other side of Ben. Okay, literally just these last three questions so everyone gets their answers satisfied. And what is your name?
My name is Ethan.
And what is your question? Comment?
Well, this is the Nerdist, sorry, but I have a Walking Dead question for you.
Sure.
Okay, so since you know all the people from Talking Dead and everything. Yeah.
I know everyone from Talking Dead because I'm the only person on that movie.
Obviously, I meant like Robert.
Oh, sure. Kirkman, yeah.
Yeah, Kirkman. Could you ask him to bring Dave Pinoy on next season?
He may not listen to me, but I'll ask
him. I mean, you need Lee Everett's. Like, you need Dave Pinoy. He is just a phenomenal voice actor, and I think he would be an awesome addition next to Andrew Lincoln.
Okay. I'll totally ask him. I'll be like, from Ethan, what do you got there in your... You want to do a selfie?
Yeah.
Oh, we're totally shrouded in darkness. Fuck yeah! Yeah, you're welcome.
That
good
dude
photo
didn't
bomb.
Miss a beat!
Good photo bomb. Thank you very much, Ethan. It's a pleasure to meet you. By the way, let me just take this chance to plug a thing in that October 28th, I start doing a show at midnight on Comedy Central after Colbert, which is a huge deal for me, and I'm freaking out about it. And please watch it. The show is called At Midnight. The Twitter account is At Midnight, and it's like a roundtable comedian fake game show thing. It's a fuck around show, just sort of going through social media stuff and fucking around. It's not a talk show, but it should be a fun way to take you off into dreamland at midnight each night on Comedy Central. And now I've talked about myself enough, which I'm really good at. What is your name? You're the souffle girl. You're the impossible girl. What is your name?
Aaliyah.
And no, you're Clara.
what?
Yeah. So, what is your equipment?
That's actually a comment, not a question. And you guys are all super awesome, but I just wanted to say that Chris, you are really good at moderating panels, and they make fun of people for moderating so many. But if you could just moderate all of them, that would be great.
Oh my God, you're amazing! Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Yes, of course you can. Thank you. Which panels were you at?
I was in Hall H all day today and yesterday.
So what did you sleep out on the ground at night?
Yeah, a little bit.
And then did you feel like it was worth it? Was the experience satisfying for you today?
Yes.
What were you most excited to see?
Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games is nice, but
did Jennifer Lawrence talk about me at all, maybe?
Actually, yeah, she was like, "Oh, Matt Myra, he is so cute."
That's about what I imagined.
While you were jerking off all the way home.
Well, pretty much everything, but Marvel and Fox and Legendary and basically all the panels were amazing today.
Good. Well, I'm glad that it was worth the experience because you guys are troopers. You're literally just sitting in a chair for like 12 hours. So thank you so much for doing that. And it was a pleasure to meet you. All right. One last comment, sir. How's it going?
Not bad. How are you?
I'm good. What is your name?
Alan. Alan Williams.
Alan Williams. It's a pleasure to meet you. What is your equipment?
I had something for Matt, but first I wanted to say I'm an amateur stand-up of 1 year now from Victoria, BC, Canada.
Oh, you're from Victoria. Nice.
Yeah. And the very first time I did stand-up, I was walking home and I tweeted you and I was like, I did stand up for the first time and it's because of you. Thanks, man.
I think I tweeted back at you.
And I was like, whomp. And I was like, whomp. And I was like, what? It's like, well done. I was like, ah! So that was sick. like...
Wait, is that, that Michael Winslow the second?
Yes, it is.
Wait a second. That's so Chris tweeted back at you and you were attacked by a raptor.
That's, yeah, I totally remember that. And Victoria's not a big place, so...
It's not big, no, no.
So what are your plans with stand-up?
I'm going to do it for the rest of my life.
Oh, good for you! Where can people find you online?
Wow, it's almost you can... like you live in a country where you can get sick and your healthcare is paid for.
So you don't have to have a job to get health insurance. So what? Where can people find you online?
You can find me at Alain Williams. That's A-L-A-I-N. It's French. I'm not.
Oh, fuck yeah. Suck it, France. I'm taking a French name. You can't fucking do shit about it.
My dad was going through a phase. It isn't about that. It's about me now, son.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, for him, yeah.
What I wanted to ask Matt is when can we see your stand-up special?
When?
No, I mean, I've been thinking about it for a little while. I have enough material, I think, to release either an album or go the Jonah way and release a record. I mean, if you guys are into that kind of retro bullshit.
Says the guy with vintage guitars.
Fuck you, Jonah.
Like about half hour?
No, honest to God, I had meant to do it in February of this year, and I just never sort of got around to it. So I will guarantee you by February of next year, you will have the Matt Myra fucking stand-up record you always wanted.
All right. Awesome. Awesome, sir. Thank you very much.
Which will just
Thank
be a
you.
Lot of
Good
self-deprecating
to see you,
fat jokes.
Also, really quick, who here watched the BBC America show of The Nerdist?
The Nerdist TV show?
Okay.
We have okay. to give I we really, have to give one we have to give one slightly less drunk now little boy some props.
I just want to say, like, if you like the last season of the show, it's because of the insanely hard work that Matt put into it. Matt made that show as funny and structured and amazing as it was. Please give him a round of applause.
He did. Matt was...
And here's the thing. It's hard for a guy that's writing and producing on a show for people to know, and I believe that people should, because he's one of the funniest guys. This is a master of the callback.
Thank you.
Because what was happening was when we started shooting the Nerdist shows, Attack of the Show was going away, so we were able to absorb a lot of people from Attack of the Show, a lot of the great staff guys like Mike Shaw, a lot of people who were, yeah. and Matt came on, and the show was kind of in shambles, and we didn't know what the fuck we were going to do, and Myra came in, I don't think for even any extra money, and just was
zero
like,
extra
it.
Money,
and he and Kristen Rutherford, who was like, they sort of co-headed the creative on the show, and they battened down the hatches. They came up with the segments. They came up with all the games that you saw in the body of the show, like BBC Seen It.
You ever enjoyed BBC Seen It or German Restaurant Comic Book Hero or Dinosaur, you're welcome.
So that was a lot to do with that was a lot to Matt Myra and well done, man.
Thank you both, and thank you guys.
Thank you guys. For coming out, and you guys, we sold out the Balboa this year, and that was because of you guys, and every year we come back, it gets more and more fun, and I don't know how we top it every year, but thank you so much for coming out. Thanks to Matt Smith, Matt Myra, to Jason, to the couple that got engaged. To you guys.
You forgot.
Oh, thank you to Chloe. It was great for air fucking. Thanks to this guy,
Chris,
for sitting in the front. Jonah, please, it's a private conversation.
I'm your friend.
But
I'm your friend.
Thanks to Jonah Ray as well. And thanks to Jonah Radio, Feed for Eyes and a Beard. And are you starting the James Bond podcast?
In August, Matt Gourley and I are starting something called James Bonding. It's going to be a James Bond podcast where every episode, our first guest, we're going to do a pilot episode, which sort of Matt Gourley and I from Super Ego sort of explain what we love about James Bond. And then the first episode, we're going to start with Dr. No. So we're going to have watched Dr. No and taken notes, and our first guest is going to be Paul F. Tompkins. And
fantastic.
That comes out in August, and from there on, the skyfall is the limit.
All right.
Enjoy your burrito.
Thank you so much for coming out. Have a great con, you guys. Good night.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
This episode of the Nerdist Podcast is brought to you by Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Nerdist for a $110 bonus offer, including a digital scale and $55 of free postage. That's Stamps.com. Enter the promo code Nerdist.